This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Holsworth joins me on the program. He is the founder and the president at VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, let me ask you, were you surprised to hear that Jim Webb had decided not to seek re-election in 2012 to the U.S. Senate, or did you expect this?
I was a little surprised, but what was happening is over the last couple of weeks, more and more people were beginning to expect it, largely because they had looked at his fundraising totals and found that in the last 3 or 4 months, he really hadn't paid any attention to that. And that's usually not the kind of behavior you expect from an incumbent who's going to be in a tough election fight.
Yeah. So what now? I mean, Democrats are scrambling. There was one quote in the national press that said, the Democrats will lose because the bench is so shallow. Is that true?
Well, that might well be true. I think the election is going to have a lot to depend a lot on how popular or unpopular President Obama is in Virginia come 2012. It appears to me that the Democratic Party establishment, if you want to call it that, is really trying to put pressure on former Governor Kaine to be the standard bearer, largely because he has certainly the biggest name recognition of any name that's out there right now. And interestingly enough, however, it was just a couple of weeks ago that Kaine gave a public interview in which he said that electoral office was not in his future and he didn't think it was the best way he could continue to serve Virginia. So we'll have to see whether or not he changes his mind under the intense pressure and what he may do if his personal friend, President Barack Obama, asks him to run.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. The phone lines are open. Your thoughts at 977-1070. How do you think conservatives and Republicans are reading this announcement?
Well, I think they're pretty happy about it because, on one hand, I think they believe that Webb was beatable, but I think they always prefer to run against a non-incumbent, run in something that's now an open seat rather than one that's being held by an incumbent. So my guess is that George Allen and all the other Republicans who are considering running were pretty happy last week.
So we have seen that on the part of some Democrats and some of the blogs that I've seen, though, that a lot of the grassroots excitement seems to be around Central Virginia's former congressman, Tom Perriello.
Yeah, sure. The Netroots, as far as that goes, really seems to be interested in pushing Tom Perriello. And if Barack Obama ran strongly, he'd probably be a competitive candidate. He's very hardworking. He's a good campaigner, and he's a person that has a lot of affection in Democratic circles. It'll be interesting to see the reception he gets this weekend at the JJ dinner here in Richmond. At the same time, when you think about what Mark Warner said and what Brian Moran said, it does appear that the more establishment Democrats are really pushing for Tim Kaine.
So we're talking with Bob Holsworth. So this JJ dinner, explain this this event to folks, Bob, and the fact that Jim Webb's resignation, or not resignation, but he's not running again, not going to be a candidate. So this puts a new spotlight on this Democratic JJ dinner, does it not?
Right. This is the annual fundraising dinner, the biggest event the Democrats have all year. In the past few years, it's often had a lot of significant attention. People were looking to see the kind of speeches that potential gubernatorial candidates were making in 2009. Previous to that, Barack Obama was here. This one looked like it was going to be a real snoozer. But now that they don't have a Senate candidate, everybody's going to wonder what the key Democrats are going to be saying about that race come Saturday evening.
Yeah. And do you expect a common theme, or do you see the possibility that we'll get some elbows being thrown and people trying to put themselves out front?
No, I actually think that Governor Kaine probably has the field to himself if he wants to run for it. But my guess is that he's not going to have any serious competition within the Democrats. But right now, everyone's just sort of jockeying around, waiting to see what he does. Now, if Governor Kaine takes himself out and says he really won't be a candidate, then we're going to see, I think, a number of Democrats consider a run. And perhaps one of the most interesting teases last week was that Terry McCaul said that while he's preparing to run for statewide office in 2013, a member of his staff said he certainly look and contemplate all potential options.
He just wants to run, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he would certainly like to have an office. And in some ways, federal office may even make more sense than another run at the gubernatorial seat.
Yeah. What do you know about Terry McAuliffe, Bob? I mean, does he have aspirations to run for president one day?
Well, I think those are a long way away still, Coy, because I think he certainly has to win an office somewhere, someplace first. And my guess is that what he found is that that's not an easy thing to do when he ran for the gubernatorial nomination in 2009. In many ways, he's a very good candidate, but at the same time, he carries within a state like Virginia some baggage because of all of his national association. So maybe that'll be a little more positive in a Senate run than it would in the gubernatorial race.
Yeah. Bob Holdsworth is the founder and the president of VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, thank you, sir. Have a great week.
Hey, you too, Coy. Always good to be with you. Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.